The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 100.7 FM, KMLO. You can also listen to or watch this game online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Dustin Stortzum.
Well, welcome into the Stanley County Auditorium. Dustin Stortzum with you on the call right here on 100.7 FM KMLO. The broadcast of this playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Athletic Association. I'm inside the Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge broadcast booth where we're going to have a fun and exciting battle here tonight. One team will head to the state tournament with a win. It is Harriet-Selby area. The visitors on the scoreboard this evening. They come into this game at 15-6, and the White River Lady Tigers coming in at 17-3. They will be the home team on your scoreboard this evening. I want to take a look at and thank some of these sponsors for tonight's coverage of this South Dakota 16 game. Dakota Prairie Bank, Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center, the Wigwam, Cherry Todd Electric, Krogman Law Office, Roundup Bar and Grill, and also Bank West, Mar and Beal Insurance of Selby, Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, Campbell County Bank and Insurance of Harriet, Harriet Concrete, Shorty's One Stop in Selby, Harriet Livestock, and also Harriet Superstop, Riversedge Laser Engraving, Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, Camwell Electric, Von Wald Law Offices, Hayes Plumbing and Heating, Brandner Brothers Trucking, and also Montana Dakota Utilities, and our sports video sponsors over on our website. If you want to watch the live stream of tonight's game, that is over on our website, drgnews.com, or you can also tune in on the DRG News app. We will have a live stream over there on our website. Looks like we already got quite a few fans tuning in over there this evening for a matchup that goes to state. We will take a 3-minute timeout break. When we come back, we will have your CHS River Plains Keys to Success and your Campbell County Collision starting lineup right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
The team at Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
At Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge, we work hard together as a team to make sure all your needs are met when it comes to your residential and commercial construction.
Whether it's a simple pail of rock or an entire basement, our staff will make sure you get what you need and back it up with the service that we've based our business on.
We want to take this time to wish the Mobridge Pollock athletes the best in the game and the season. Good luck from all of us at Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge.
Call 845-7213 today at Jensen Rock and Sand.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uke are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Have you been out poaching with a very large, expensive weapon? Have the deer, pheasants, coons, and coyotes taken revenge on your vehicle?
What's that?
Care Campbell County Collision Center in Harriet can help you through this stressful process of auto body repair and bring your vehicle back to pre-accident condition. They provide you and your insurance company with clear, concise electronic estimates, simplifying the operation from the start. Call Campbell County Collision Center. They're here to make it as painless as possible.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Welcome back to your pregame show, sponsored by Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg. Dustin Stortzum on the call this evening on DRG Media Sports as White River 17-3 taking on Harriet Selby area coming into this one at 15-6. As it is now time to get into your CHS River Plains keys to success. And first we'll start off with the away team this evening, Harriet Selby area. The first thing that I have on my list this evening is trying to contain Malaya Estes. We'll talk about her here in a little bit for White River, but she's averaging 27 points per game. There's some high school teams in the state that are averaging that. So for one player to be averaging 27 points per game herself, she's going to be tough to stop this evening. So if you're able to contain her and hold her to under 20 points in the game, I think you have a shot to win this one. My second keys to success is staying out of foul trouble. Bella Brander, Jada Rosso, and Caitlin Anderson all had three personal fouls in the game against Miller. For me, this team isn't incredibly deep on the defensive side of the ball coming off the bench, so the longer these starters can stay on the floor, the better for Harriet Selby area this evening. And my third keys to success is forcing turnovers. The full court pressure from the Lady Wolverines helped them advance to the round of 16. And I think if they can find success there, they have a good shot at winning things this evening. When we come back, we will have your CHS River Plains keys to success for the White River Lady Tigers. You're listening to High School Basketball on DRG Media Sports.
Hey you, are you at a job that is fulfilling, has good benefits to support you or a family today, and retirement goes down the road? If you just said no, listen up. CHS River Plains is hiring operations personnel, drivers, and custom applicators at several locations. These come with a knockout affordable benefit package for you and the whole family. Apply to a job with CHS River Plains and up your benefits straight up. To apply, visit us online at chsriverplains.com or stop in at one of our locations. CHS is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back to the pregame show, sponsored by Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg. We are still in your CHS River Plains keys to success as we take a look at the home team this evening. White River, the Lady Tigers, coming in with a 17-3 record. And as we get into our keys to success for them, my first one is
Malaya Estes, she has to have her typical game this evening, averaging 27 points per game. If she can get anywhere around there, I don't think White River is going to have any trouble getting past Harriet Selby area this evening. But the Lady Wolverines on the side of Harriet Selby area, they have a top-notch defense when their starting five is on the floor, and you know Harriet Selby area's head coach, Steve Sawinski, is going to do everything in his power to at least try to contain Estes this evening. So if I think she has a typical game for her, the Lady Tigers should have no problem advancing to the state tournament. My second keys to success is stopping the three ball. Jenica Behrens and Bella Brander had exceptionally good games from behind the arc in their last game against Miller. In fact, Behrens hit two clutch threes down the stretch to give the Lady Wolverines the win over Miller in that semifinals matchup. She had that three-pointer off the glass to end quarter number three, and then she had a dagger in overtime, a step-back three-pointer, to basically seal the deal. I think it put Harriet Selby area up two possessions late in the game in order to seal things over Miller to advance to the round of 16. My third keys to success would be to minimize the turnovers, because like I said before, Harriet Selby area, they have a very good full court defense, and they force a lot of turnovers. So if you can minimize turning the ball over, getting that ball up across the half court line, and really getting that offense set up, I think you've got a good shot to take down the Wolverines and advance to the state tournament. We'll take another 30-second timeout break. When we come back, we will have your Campbell County Collision starting lineups right here on DRG Media Sports.
The Superstop in Harriet is your one-stop shop for gas, diesel, and a whole lot more. Dennis, Wendy, and the gang at the Harriet Superstop invite you to stop by when you're in the area. You're sure to love their delicious hot stuff pizza, fresh baked caramel rolls, bars, and cookies. They also feature hot dogs, homemade soups and chili, cappuccino, fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast croissants, many convenience items, and a soft-serve ice cream machine. That's the Superstop, North Highway 83, Harriet.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM KMLO, Lowry, Mobridge. If you drink, don't drive. Dustin Stortzum here as we continue your Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg pregame show. And it is now time to talk about your Campbell County Collision starting lineups. As first, we look at Harriet Selby area, the Lady Wolverines, again coming into this game with a record of 15-6 and an overtime win against Miller to advance to the South Dakota 16. This team led by double digits in the first half before Bella Brander picked up her third personal foul and had to go to the bench. They still ended up winning this ball game in overtime, but it was a nail-biter through and through. As we take a look at this starting lineup again for this squad, we'll start with Kendall Sawinski, the 5'8" senior guard who will most likely not leave the floor for the Lady Wolverines this season. Sawinski had 16 points her last time out, 8 coming in the first half and 8 coming in the second half. And this is a player that really prides herself on getting to the rim, drawing fouls, and getting those shots from the charity stripe. Kendall Sawinski will do a lot of the ball handling as well this evening for the Lady Wolverine, so expect to hear her name a lot coming out of my mouth. Jenica Behrens, a 5'5" junior guard, is a force to be reckoned with in catch-and-shoot situations. She had 14 points with 7 in the first half and 7 in the second half against Miller. 6 of those 7 points coming in stretch time as she hit a 3-pointer to end quarter number 3 off the back of the glass. And then she had another 3 in overtime that sealed the deal for the Lady Wolverines. Bella Brander, she's a 5'7" senior forward who shot lights out to begin the ball game against Miller. Typically a player who prides herself on defense, Brander had 7 of her team's first 8 points before committing 3 fouls in that first half. She ended up going to the bench, and then we did not see her a lot the rest of the way. She played some minutes there in quarter number 3 before picking up her 4th foul, so she kind of had to be cautious on the defensive side of things in that second half. She ended up with 9 points, and it'll certainly be interesting to see how she performs against the Lady Tigers this evening. Caitlin Anderson is a senior guard who didn't score any points for the Wolverines their last time out, but she's one of, if not the best defender, on this team. She's going to pick you up at the half court line, and she's going to make you work. She's a person who's going to lead this team in transition buckets after those turnovers. She's the one who's getting it up court to Jenica Behrens and Kendall Sawinski and Bella Brandner, and she's going to be the one who leads this team in transition this evening. And then finally, Jada Rosso. She's a 6-foot sophomore center for this squad. At times, it can take Rosso a while to get comfortable with the game flow, but once she does, it is game over. Rosso had 11 points in the second half for Harriet Selby area in their win against Miller to advance to the round of 16. And if the Lady Wolverines want a chance to win tonight, Rosso needs to be a big part of it. We'll go to a 30-second break. When we come back, we will have your Campbell County Collision starting lineups for the White River Lady Tigers. You're listening to High School Basketball on 100.7 FM and DRG Media Sports.
Have you been out poaching with a very large, expensive weapon? Have the deer, pheasants, coons, and coyotes taken revenge on your vehicle?
What's that?
Campbell County Collision Center in Harriet can help you through this stressful process of auto body repair and bring your vehicle back to pre-accident condition. They provide you and your insurance company with clear, concise electronic estimates, simplifying the operation from the start. Call Campbell County Collision Center. They're here to make it as painless as possible.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM KMLO, Lowry Mobridge, drive sober or get pulled over. We are taking a look at the White River Tiger starting lineups presented by Campbell County Collision. And the Lady Tigers this season, they've been dominating the competition with 17 wins, and they're one win away from the state tournament. White River is coached by second-year coach Jared Bowman. Bowman was the assistant coach with the boys program at White River for 15 years prior to taking over the girls program. In his first season as head coach, the Lady Tigers finished 24-1 and won the Class B championship. Let's first start off with Malaya Estes. Estes is averaging almost a double-double on the season. She's putting up 27 points per game and 8 rebounds to go along with 4 assists. The 5'7" senior is a Dakota Wesleyan commit and was a second-team All-State player a year ago. Look for a lot of scoring to come from her this evening for the Lady Tigers. Again, 27 points per game to add on to those 8 rebounds. Rhea Tucker, she's a 5'9" sophomore guard and is the second leading scorer for the Tigers, who's averaging 10 points per game and 3 rebounds. Tucker's the type of player who is going to have those quiet moments, but you can always rely on her to average from anywhere from like 8 to 12 points per game, and it's going to come quietly as well with Malaya Estes getting a lot of the attention. Carly Cameron. She's a 5'7" senior guard who's not going to light up the scoreboard offensively, but is arguably the best defensive player on this team, according to the White River head coach Jared Bowman. Cameron is averaging 5 points per game on the season. Kelsey Morrison, she's a 5'7" senior guard and is another player who isn't going to light up the scoreboard, but she's an effective passer, averaging 5 points per game and 4 assists on the season. Morrison is also committed to play golf at Dakota Wesleyan next season. Tana Bearheels is a 5'10" junior forward who's averaging 3 points per game to add on to 3 rebounds as well. Another role player who facilitates the ball well and who makes sure this team is going to score the basketball. She's going to find the wide open person down low. She's going to move that basketball around the perimeter and create open shots for her squad. White River, the Tigers, they typically go 8 deep with Cam Krogman, Lily Krogman, and Malina Brave contributing off the bench for this squad. We will go to another break. When we come back, we will have tip-off from Stanley County right here on DRG Media Sports and 100.7 FM KMLO.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center is now open in White River. Sweet Spot America offers pristine hotel rooms, conference room, fitness center, art and gift gallery, and wedding venue options, as well as a photography studio, massage therapist, and Syntyclesca University's GED program. Two spaces still available for rent. General Ed and VOTEC classes will be starting soon. Call 259-3939 for more information. Good luck, White River Tigers, from Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center. The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
Welcome back here to Stanley County. It's the White River Lady Tigers with control of the basketball early on. Swinging it over to the left wing, three-pointer, Malaya Estes right away. She hits from downtown. And just like that, White River on the board. They're up 3-0 early on. Behrens has the basketball on the drive, getting into the low block, shot up and good. Jenica Behrens answering right back with a two of her own as we get things started here at Stanley County. Just like that, a quick turnover for the Lady Tigers. And Harriet Selby area will take over with the basketball. 7:20 to go here in the opening quarter. White River 3, Harriet Selby Area 2. This place is packed this evening. The winner of this match going to the championship game. Here's Sawinski to the top of the key. Behrens down to the right side baseline. She'll pump fake Brandner. Shot is up no good with the underhand right hand. And the rebound going to Malaya Estes. She throws it up court. Beautiful pass to Tucker, who can't finish at the rim, but she will go to the free throw line for two shots. So a quick start here for both teams. We might have an up-tempo basketball game this evening. Foul is going to go on number one, Jenica Behrens. That's her first personal foul, first team. And two free throw shots coming up. The first one is no good. Rhea Tucker missing all of that one. Second free throw coming up. And the second free throw is good. So one for two on the free throws is Tucker. 4-2. White River with the lead to begin things. Rosso has it top of the key, and she's going to be called for the travel. A turnover for Harriet Selby area, and the Lady Tigers will take over up 4-2. Packed student section here for both squads. Nothing better than high school student sections. Lady Tigers with the ball, top of the key, swinging it to the right side. Kelsey Morrison has it now to the corner. Cameron on the dribble, guarded closely by Caitlin Anderson. We talked about her in the pregame of how good her defense is. Here's a nice feed from Estes, getting it down low to number four, Tana Bearheels, and she cannot put it in from the low block. It goes out of bounds, and Harriet Selby area will take possession. 6:24 to go in the opening quarter. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. Behrens with the basketball for the Wolverines. Kicking it to the right point. Kendall Sawinski, nice feed down low on a pick and roll, but it's tipped away by Estes. She comes up with the basketball now, looking to go coast to coast. Here's Estes from the free throw line. Shot is up, no good, but a foul called. Malaya Estes to the free throw line for two shots. I mentioned in the pregame that she's averaging 27 points per game. And she will go to the line here for two free throws. Here's the first one for Estes, and it is no good. Rattles in and out. Jenica Behrens will head to the bench. She already has two fouls here in the opening quarter. So one of the Wolverines' leading scorers already heading to the bench. Second free throw is up and good. One for two on the free throws. Malaya Estes already with 4 points this evening. She has four of her team's five. It's 5-2. White River with 5:55 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Sawinski. Backing in. Shot is up. No good. Blocked away. Coming down with the rebound was Kelsey Morrison as she brings it up across the half court line. Now setting up the offense. Checking into the game for the first time is Stephanie Albee. Estes. Guarded closely by Sawinski. She kicks it to the left point. Now top of the key, Morrison to the high post. Tana Bareheels handing it off. Estes shot up and no good. Rattles in and out. Jada Rosso coming down with the rebound for the Wolverines. Here's Harriet Selby area the other direction. Brandner to the top of the key. Stephanie Albee now to the left side. Caitlin Anderson back to the left point. Stephanie Albee to Brandner. Thought about a three-pointer. Guarded closely, though, as she kicks it back to the left wing. Here's Jada Rosso now down low. Back outside to the right elbow. Brandner shot is up. No good. An offensive rebound going to Rosso, though. She gets it back out to the corner. Anderson to Albee on the high post. Back to the right wing. Kendall Sawinski trying to feed it down low. Bella Brandner coming down with the basketball. Now back outside. Sawinski getting it to the left baseline. Caitlin Anderson back outside to Stephanie Albee. And a foul called. 4:46 to go in the opening quarter. The Wolverine student section getting loud here as another substitute comes in. Maya Ebel will check in for the starting center, Jada Rosso. 5-2, White River with 4:46 to go in the opening quarter. Leading Harriet Selby here. Inbounds pass from Caitlin Anderson to the top of the key. Brandner has it to the left point. Stephanie Albee fouled. On the left point, number 23, Rhea Tucker picking up the foul. That's her first personal foul, second team. 4:42 to go in this opening quarter. 5-2, White River over Harriet Selby area. Sawinski, dribbling with the right hand. Got it closely here. She's double teamed. She'll get it back to the top of the key. Anderson with the overhead pass to Sawinski on the baseline. Sawinski from mid-range. It's up no good. Ball bounces around on the floor, and we'll have a jump ball. I believe the possession arrow will go to the Wolverines. It will. So they keep possession of the basketball here. Jenica Behrens already on the bench for the Tigers. For the Wolverines with two fouls. Here's Anderson getting it in to Sawinski on the left elbow. Getting a screen from Ebel on the right side. She'll now dribble with the right hand. Swinging it to the baseline is Ebel, and Ebel misses all of it. Rebound goes to Estes. Estes brings this one up across the timeline. Bounce pass to the right point and a turnover. Carly Cameron was not ready for the pass there. And it goes out of bounds. Turnover for the Tigers. That's three already in the opening, 4 minutes of the ball game. 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Kendall Sawinski on the left elbow. Back outside. Brandner thought about a three. Now trying to get it to the corner. And Estes coming up with the steal. Here come the Tigers the other way. Getting it down low. Lily Krogman's shot is up no good. Bouncing around the floor. Now getting it back outside. Cameron to the right wing. Estes on the drive. Working on Sawinski being double-teamed. She loses a handle. Sawinski behind the back trying to save it. But it goes off the backboard and will head out of bounds. White River keeping possession of the basketball. 3:46 to go in the opening quarter. It's 5-2 White River over Harriet Selby area. Kelsey Morrison getting it in. Estes to the corner and a travel called. Four turnovers for White River in the opening quarter. A 5-2 lead, though, for the Lady Tigers over Harriet Selby area. Caitlin Anderson to inbound. Sawinski has it, and she'll walk this one across the timeline. No pressure here from White River. Sawinski dribbling at the volleyball line. Gets a screen from Brander on the right side. She'll now dribble to the right point. To the corner, Anderson kicking it to the high post. Now Bella Brander has it. Dribbling with the right hand to the right elbow. Back outside, Caitlin Anderson in the corner. To the top of the key, Brander feeding Ebel down low. She's being double-teamed in. That'll be a jump ball called. Possession arrow going to White River. As a substitute checking in here, Melina Brave checking in for the first time. Number 23, Rhea Tucker, will head to the bench for White River. Inbounds pass coming up here for Kelsey Morrison. Full court pressure from the Tigers. Here's Estes. Quickly the other way. Estes pulling up from the free throw line. Shot is good. Malia Estes making it look easy. It's a 7-2 lead for White River with 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Sawinski on the drive, looking to answer back. Her right-hand shot is up, no good. Here's Estes again the other way. White River looking to go coast-to-coast. Estes from the free throw line missed it. And coming down with the rebound was Maya Ebel. As she falls to the floor, a couple Lady Tigers will jump on the ball, and a jump ball called as Jada Rosso will check back into the ball game. Bella Brander heads to the bench. 2:46 to go in the opening quarter. White River 7, Harriet Selby Area 2. Stephanie Albee also checking out of the game, and coming in is Sophia Ritter. Three starters on the floor for the Wolverines right now. Here's Ritter, top of the key. Ebel getting it down low. Jada Rosso working on Krogman down low. Now swinging it back outside. Anderson has it with an overhead pass to Rosso at the high post. Rosso to Ritter, over to the corner. Ebel back down low. Rosso's shot is up and no good. Missed it off the front of the rim. Estes coming down with the rebound for the Tigers. Here's Morrison. Backing in on Ritter, top of the key. She'll kick it to the high post. Now down low. Estes, double team, back outside. Krogman has it. Now to Estes again on the baseline. It's stripped away out of bounds. And referee signaling it will stay with White River. Yes, it will stay with White River here. They'll inbound it underneath the basket. Inbounds pass to the left point. Shot is up and no good off the back of the rim for Krogman. Coming down with the rebound is Ritter. Being picked up at the half court line. Closely guarded here by Melina Brave. Sawinski, top of the key, trying to find Ebel down low. It's tipped away and stolen. The Lady Tigers the other way. Carly Cameron handing it off. Morrison has it. Now to the left side. Melina Brave on the drive. Her shot is up, no good. Ball tipped around, and coming down with it is Kendall Sawinski. She lost the handle momentarily, but was able to get it back. Now she'll bring it up across the timeline. 1:20 to go in the opening quarter. It's 7-2 White River over Harriet Selby Area. Sawinski has possession of the basketball, and a timeout called for head coach Steve Sawinski of the Wolverines. 7-2 White River over Harriet Selby Area. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout break when we come back. The conclusion of our first quarter right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
Welcome back here to the Stanley County Auditorium. 1:16 to play in the opening quarter. It is 7-2 White River over Harriet Selby Area. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM KMLO, Lowry Mobridge. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Here's Caitlin Anderson. Inbounds pass to the backcourt. Sawinski will have it as she dribbles it with the left hand. Cameron and Morrison guarding her closely. Nice feed down low. Jada Rosso puts it in with the left hand. Jada Rosso with her first 2 points of the evening. Here's Estes. Getting it across the half court line. She'll hand it off. Morrison has it. Morrison guarded closely. Bounce past the high post. Cameron's pass is tipped away. Caitlin Anderson able to save it, but into the hands of Cameron. Here's Morrison. And a foul called. See who that's on. I believe it will go on number 13, Sophia Ritter. That'll be her first personal foul and team's third. 7-4, White River over Harriet Selby area as Ritter will head to the bench. Bella Brander checking back in. Got a great game here in the opening quarter defensively. Morrison to Estes. Estes is going to get a screen. She loves pulling up from the free throw line. Now she'll pull up another mid-range jumper. Rattles in and out, but an offensive rebound for Lily Krogman as she keeps the possession alive for the Lady Tigers. Cameron dribbling with the right hand, handing it off to Melina Brave. Brave to the top of the key. Morrison now to the corner. Krogman to the high post. Estes has it. Estes back to the corner. Krogman now handing it off. Brave down the middle of the lane. Shot is up. No good. Maya Ebel coming down with the rebound for the Wolverines. 5 seconds. Sawinski up court. Jada Rosso puts it in for two at the buzzer. What a feed there from Kendall Sawinski to Jada Rosso across court as she puts it home for two at the buzzer. 7-6. White River leading Harriet Selby area at the end of one quarter of play. We will go to a quick 30-second timeout break. When we come back, the second quarter right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends. With breakfast and noon specials. Let's go, Tigers. Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
Welcome back here to Stanley County Auditorium. Dustin Stortzum live inside of the Jensen Rock and Sanda Mobridge broadcast booth. As we are about ready for quarter number two, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM KMLO, Lowry Mobridge. You booze, you cruise, you lose. 7-6, White River, over Harriet Selby area. If you want to watch the live stream of tonight's game, go to drgnews.com or the DRG News app. We have a live stream right over there on our website. Three-pointer on the way. It's up, no good, and an offensive foul. I believe that was Jenica Behrens who was able to force an offensive foul. She's back into the game with two of her own. And it'll be a turnover here for the Lady Tigers to begin at quarter number two. Anderson with a bounce pass to Brander. Brander to the corner. Sawinski has it. Closely guarded by Carly Cameron. Now back outside to the top of the key. Brander with a chest pass to Behrens. Behrens on the drive. Back outside to Brander as she draws the defense close. Here's Brander with a floater for the lead. It's up, no good. Coming down with the rebound is Tana Bearheels. Bearheels up court to Morrison. Morrison guarded closely here by Behrens. Behrens can't foul. That would be number three as the shot by Morrison is up no good. Caitlin Anderson coming down with a bound for Harriet Selby area. She'll walk this up across the timeline. 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter, or opening half. Brandner to Anderson in the corner. They're giving her some space as she gets to the high post. Sawinski's shot is up no good. And the tie-up momentarily, but Estes is able to pull that rebound away from Brandner. 6:45 remaining in the first half. Here's Estes. Estes just inside the three-point line, and it's nothing but nylon. Malaya Estes has 8 points, eight of her team's nine, in the opening half. Anderson to Sawinski. Sawinski driving to the left elbow, now kicks it back outside with the left hand. Anderson with an overhead pass to Brander, back to Anderson on the left point. Anderson, nice feed down low. Jada Rosso being double-teamed. She kicks it back outside of the corner. Behrens a three-pointer. That's no good. Left it long. And Estes coming down with the rebound. And now a baseball pass up court and a foul called. Oh, no. Jenica Behrens with foul number three. She will have to head to the bench. Oh, we'll see what Sawinski decides to do here. Substitute coming into the game, Stephanie Albee will check in. Barons has to go to the bench now with three fouls. And that is not what Steve Sawinski wanted to happen there. 6 minutes to go in this opening half. 9-6 White River. Three-pointer on the way for Cameron. It's up no good. Rattles in and out. And the rebound going to Stephanie Albee. Sawinski with the basketball. 5:50 to play in this opening half. Dribbling with the left hand. Now driving. Down the middle of the lane. Back outside. Albee right between the eyes from downtown. Stephanie Albee hits for three. All of a sudden, we are tied here at the Stanley County Auditorium. It is all knotted up at nine apiece. 5:30 to play in the opening half. Here's Tucker. Tucker to the corner. Cameron trying to answer back from downtown. The shot is up, no good, but an offensive rebound for Rhea Tucker. Morrison has it top of the key, calling the offense, but guarded closely here by Albee. Now a bounce pass to the high post. Bear heels to Estes. Her shot is no good. Left long, and it'll go out of bounds. Last touched by the Lady Tigers. Harriet Selby area, the Wolverines in possession of the basketball. Sawinski to Brandner. Trying to get it to the corner, and it's stolen away. Here's Morrison up court for White River, getting it down low. Estes gets it stripped away, and they're going to say the ball was tipped by Stephanie Albee as she got it out of the hands of Estes, but when she did that, her foot was out of bounds. So technically, with Albee touching the ball out of bounds, White River will have possession of the basketball, and they will inbound it here. So the shot will not count. Here's Estes now off the inbound pass to Bear Heels. Bear Heels to the corner. Cameron has it, dribbling with the left hand, back out to the left block. Now trying to swing it back outside. Nearly turned the ball over was White River. Not a great pass from Cameron there. And now it's Estes. Overhead pass to the corner. Cameron a three. That's up no good. And an offensive rebound again going to Bear Heels. Here's Estes. Guarded closely. Nice spin move to the rim. And she'll put it in for two. Malaya Estes with 10 of her team's 11 points. 4:15 to play in the opening half. It's 11-9. White River. Brander has on the right point. Now to the top of the key. Anderson to Albee. Albee a deep two, and she missed all of it, but an offensive rebound going to Sawinski. Outside to Brander. Brander going to the rim, and she's fouled. Two free throws coming up for the Lady Wolverines. We'll see who the foul's on. It will go against Tana Bearheels. That's her first personal foul. 11 points in this first half for White River. 10 of them coming from Malaya Estes. 1 point off of a free throw from Rhea Tucker. As Brander misses the first free throw, we will have your Fresh Start Market halftime show coming up at the conclusion of the second quarter. Stephanie Albee heading to the bench. Maya Ebel checking in. Second free throw is no good. As the referees blow the ball dead here momentarily, and they are going to say possession arrow to the Lady Tigers. 4 minutes to play in this opening half. It is White River 11, Harriet Selby area 9. Morrison getting it up across the half court line, darted closely, and that ball's on the floor. It'll be a jump ball. We'll see who the possession arrow is going toward. It goes toward Harriet Selby area. They force another turnover. Caitlin Anderson now heading to the bench. Sophia Ritter checking back in. 3:52 remaining in the first half. Harriet Selby area doing this without Jenica Behrens. She has three fouls already in this first half. Steve Sawinski just trying to keep her team in it right now. Here's Brander. To the right side, Ebel has it. Ebel, nice bounce pass to Sawinski, but she's being double-teamed back outside. Ebel pulling up just inside the three-point line. Maya Ebel hitting for two. And we're all knotted up at 11 again. Krogman, turnover. Here's Kendall Sawinski up court and a foul called. We'll see who it's on. It looks like number 5, Carly Cameron, picking up her first personal. That is the 5th team foul for White River. Harriet Selby area with a chance to take the lead on this possession. White River defeated Jones County in the last round, and Jones County beat Harriet Selby area 54-26. Here's Sawinski. Getting it down low. Evil being triple teamed. Throws up a shot. It's no good, but she gets her own offensive rebound somehow. Here's Brander, a deep three-pointer. That's up and no good, and the rebound going to Malaya Estes. Under 3 minutes to play in the first half. Here's the Lady Tigers with control of the basketball. All knotted up at 11. Estes dribbling. Now pulls up from three, right between the eyes from downtown. Malaya Estes hits from deep. And White River back on top, 14-11. Sawinski pulling up just inside the three-point line. It rattles in and out. Ball on the floor here as Krogman finally picks it up. Estes to Morrison. Morrison back over to Estes. She'll walk it up across the timeline. 2:20 to go in the first half, 14-11. White River with a lead. Estes, a nice bounce pass to Morrison on the right point. Morrison with an overhead pass back to Estes. She'll work on Sawinski now as she tries to feed it down low to Carly Cameron and just overthrows her there. It's going to be a turnover for the Lady Tigers. Kaitlin Anderson checking back into the ballgame. Sophia Ritter will head to the bench. 13 first half points for Malaya Estes. She has 13 of her team's 14. Kendall Sawinski walking this one across the half court line. Exactly 2 minutes to play in the first half. Here's Sawinski working on Cameron, getting to the low block. Shot is up, no good, and a foul. Kendall Sawinski heading to the free throw line for two shots as she draws the foul. We'll see who it's on here. That'll be the 16th foul for White River in this first half. And it looks like number 5, Carly Cameron, picking up her second personal. First free throw is no good. Harriet Selby area is 0-3 from the line in this first half. Second free throw coming up. And it is good. Kendall Sawinski goes 1-2. She scores her first basket of the game. Here's Estes. Estes to the baseline. Shot is up. No good. Oh, my goodness. Rhea Tucker missed all of that one from the baseline. I think it might have slipped out of her hands there. Harriet Selby area coming down with the rebound. Kaitlin Anderson with a bounce pass to the right side. Von Wald has it, who just checked in for the first time this evening. Maya Ebel to Sawinski, top of the key. Looking around, now getting it down low. Rosso back outside Anderson. Now to the baseline. Ebel with a beautiful bounce pass to Rosso. Rosso to Von Wald. Now outside. Sawinski pulling up. Sawinski just missed, but an offensive rebound. Ebel, she throws up a second chance shot, and it goes off the right side of the backboard. Rebound going to Estes. She'll walk this one up across the timeline. Now working on Sawinski. Back outside. Morrison, a three-pointer. Just missed it off the front of the rim. Estes coming down with an offensive rebound. Her second chance won't fall either. Another offensive rebound and a foul called. 1:01 to play in this first half. White River 14, Harriet Selby area 12. And two free throws coming up for Rhea Tucker. Kendall Sawinski picking up her first personal foul, and the first free throw is no good. Rhea Tucker is the only other player to score for White River in this opening half. She has 1 point from the free throw line. The rest of the points coming from Malaya Estes, who is averaging 27 on the season. Second free throw coming up, and Tucker hits that one. So 1-2 on the free throws. She's got 2 points. And the lead back out to 3 for White River. 15-12 over Harriet Selby area. Sawinski on the drive. Shot is up, no good, and a foul called. Kendall Sawinski going to the free throw line again for 2 shots. I mentioned that in the pregame. She loves drawing contact and getting to the charity stripe. Foul is going to go on number 11, Kamaria Krogman. First free throw is good for Sawinski. Substitute checking into the game, Stephanie Albee back in for Sophia Von Walden. For Harriet Selby area, they're down two, but they've been missing their starting guard, Jenica Behrens, with three fouls. As the second free throw is good for Sawinski, she's got 3 points, all of them coming from the charity stripe. 50 seconds to play. It's just a one-point game. White River with the lead, 15-14. Krogman has it. Now back outside Morrison. A deep three-pointer by Krogman is up no good. Offensive rebound going to number 23, Rhea Tucker. But Maya Ebel was able to come in and force the jump ball. So possession arrow going to the Wolverines. And Harriet Selby area with a chance to take the lead here with the shot clock turned off. 30 seconds to go in this opening half. Sawinski will get a screen from the right side. Anderson. Now back outside. Albee has it at the volleyball line. Throws an overhead pass to Ebel on top of the key. And coming in and trying to intercept the pass for White River was Rhea Tucker as she knocks it out of bounds. 18 seconds to play in the first half. And Jenica Behrens will check back in with three fouls. Stephanie Albee. Caitlin Anderson with the inbounds pass. Behrens has it. 15 seconds to play in this opening half. Lock down the 12. Behrens dribbling with the left hand down to the left point. Handing it off to Sawinski and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Malaya Estes as she's pointing to the referee trying to persuade him to change that call. 9 seconds to go in the first half. Sawinski has it. Guarded by Estes. 5 seconds. Sawinski to the corner. Anderson a three at the buzzer. It's no good. Out of bounds, though. There's still 0.8 seconds. I said at the buzzer. There's actually some time left as this ball goes out of bounds. And Harriet Selby area will have a chance for one shot here. They'll have to throw it up as soon as it's inbounded. 0.8 seconds. They say that you can get a shot off with 0.3. So 0.8. They'll have to just throw it up here. Rosso is not going to get a handle on it, and we are at halftime here at the Stanley County Auditorium. 15-14, White River over Harriet Selby area. As we will take a 4-minute break, when we come back, we will have your Fresh Start Market halftime show right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverine.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, member FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Harriet Livestock is the home of the Friday Sale. Active sales every Friday with numerous special sales held throughout the year. For upcoming sales and more information about Harriet Livestock, visit HarrietLivestock.com. For livestock appraisal, just call 605-437-2265. Like and follow Harriet Livestock on Facebook for up-to-the-minute market reports and news. Good luck, Wolverine students and athletes, from everyone at Harriet Livestock Market.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
Welcome back here to the Stanley County Auditorium. Dustin Stortsom with you, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry, Mowbridge. If you drink, don't drive. We are at your Fresh Start Market halftime show, and I'm not going to lie, I am on my feet up here in the Jensen Rock and Santa Mowbridge broadcast booth. I have my shoes kicked off. I don't even know how they got off, because that's how good this game has been in the opening half. 15-14, White River with the lead over Harriet Selby Area. And give credit where credit is due for Harriet Selby Area. They have basically been playing without one of their leading scorers, Jenica Behrens, all first half, because she picked up three early fouls. So because of that, we didn't see her, you know, for a lot of this first half. I talked about her in the pregame show, how she was going to be a deciding factor in this game. So far, really hasn't been much of anything from her, because most of the time has been on the bench. Both teams getting back onto the floor here as we take a look at some first half numbers for both sides. It was the Malaya Estes show for White River. The Lady Tigers, she had 13 of her team's 15 points. The other 2 points coming off of free throws from Rhea Tucker, and that is all of the scoring from White River. Looking on the other side of things, Harriet Selby Area, the Lady Wolverines, Jenica Behrens, she had 2 points in that first half. Kendall Sawinski had three. Stephanie Albee hit a big-time three-pointer in that first half off the bench. Maya Ebel also has 2 points, and Jada Rosso with four points, as Harriet Selby Area, again, trailing White River 15-14 at the break. As we want to let you know that you can also watch the live stream of this game on our website, drgnews.com, or download the DRG News app, and you can listen or watch there as well as right here on 100.7 FM KMLO, still in your Fresh Start Market halftime show. And my CHS River Plains keys to success for the second half, you know, for Harriet Selby Area, I think one of the main things they have to do is have Jenica Behrens on the floor in the second half. Obviously, White River's going to want to go at her, but if she can play, you know, some passive defense and not commit any fouls, she could be a big-time scorer in the second half for Harriet Selby Area. Also, another thing that they've been able to do pretty well is limit the turnovers in that first half. Not a ton of turnovers from Harriet Selby Area. They maybe didn't get the looks that they wanted in that opening half, but limited the turnovers, and in the second half, I'd like to see them be able to continue that and bring that momentum over to the second half. For White River, I mean, Malaya Assis just has to keep doing what she's doing. Had a terrific first half with 13 points. I mentioned in the pregame show that she needed to just have a typical game for herself. She did that in the first half. We'll see if they keep going to her with some ISO ball in this second half of play. But my goodness, we are in for a good one here. We'll take another two-minute break. When we come back, we will have the start of our third quarter right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
The Superstop in Harriet is your one-stop shop for gas, diesel, and a whole lot more. Dennis, Wendy, and the gang at the Harriet Superstop invite you to stop by when you're in the area. You're sure to love their delicious hot stuff pizza, fresh-baked caramel rolls, bars, and cookies. They also feature hot dogs, homemade soups and chili, cappuccino, fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast croissants, many convenience items, and a soft-serve ice cream machine. That's the Superstop, North Highway 83, Harriet.
Do you need a special gift for someone, a company giveaway, or maybe you just want something personalized? At River's Edge Laser Engraving, we can help you out. Whether it's leather, wood, metal, glass, slate, or something else, we can engrave one to hundreds of items just for you. Hi, this is Jenica inviting you to check out our Facebook page, River's Edge Laser Engraving, and see just a small portion of what we can do, or give us a call and we will be happy to let you know what we can do for you. At River's Edge Laser Engraving of Glenham.
At Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinic, your health is our number one priority. Hi, this is Darcy Dykehouse, Executive Assistant. And if you need medical care, then trust our team. Physician Assistants Heather Olson and Clint Perman, and Nurse Practitioners Candida Gehring, Jesse Norder, Karen Freiling, Todd Selfrank, and Annette Hollenbeck. And don't forget about Dori Voidy, our Nurse Practitioner and Certified Nurse Midwife. Good luck from our team to yours from Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinic.
Did you know Camwall Electric in Selby provides more than electricity? They also offer a full-service wiring crew, Marathon water heaters, and now you can manage your entire electric account 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by computer, tablet, or smartphone with the Smart Hub app. Easily check your electric usage, make payments, communicate directly with Camwall, and always look forward to new features on the horizon. Just download the Smart Hub app today. Camwall Electric, your Touchstone energy partner.
Welcome back here to the Stanley County Auditorium. Dustin Stortzum, Daniel Peterson back in the studio with us. Want to give him a special shout-out before we start quarter number three for making me sound as good as possible. And both teams playing a pretty clean first half, you know, other than Jenica Behrens, having three fouls. And we want to remind you that the law on the court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. And the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety wants to remind you to think twice. Slow down in case of ice. You're listening to high school basketball on 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry Mobridge, Dustin Stortzum again with you inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. Quarter number three getting underway, and it's White River with control of the basketball. And as we begin things, they're on the other side of the court here in this second half. Estes with a shot to open things up, and she hits from two. Just inside the free throw line. Estes. Now with 15 points. Anderson to the left side. Behrens has it. Looking around, an overhead pass to the top of the key. Now Anderson driving and swinging it down low to Sawinski. Not a great pass from her. And it'll be a turnover on the Wolverines' first possession. Morrison walking it up across the timeline again. 7:20 to remaining in this third quarter. White River, 17. Harriet Selby area, 14. Beautiful pass down low to Morrison from Estes. And that is the first basket from the field from somebody other than Malaya Estes. The first basket. We're in quarter number three. Sawinski to the right point. Brandner swinging it across to Anderson. Anderson now down low to Rosso. Rosso to Sawinski pulling up from the free throw line. That shot's up no good. Tipped around and coming down with the rebound is number five, Carly Cameron. 6:45 remaining in quarter number three. 19-14, White River with a lead. Estes with an overhead pass to the top of the key. Now to the right side, Morrison has it, looking around. Back to the top. Cameron has it to Morrison, and Morrison will now reset up the offense. From the volleyball line to the left side, Bear Heels to the volleyball line. Tucker has it to the right side. Here's a three-pointer. Cameron on the way. It's up, and oh my goodness. What a bounce there from Cameron. She hits from deep. And all of a sudden, it's 22-14. White River with the lead. Cameron's first basket from the field as Jenica Behrens answers right back for two. Jenica Behrens with 4 points in the ball game. Estes being double teamed right now. Oh no, a foul called. Jenica Behrens will pick up her fourth. Behrens with four fouls. She will have to head to the bench again. Stephanie Albee checking in, and Steve Sawinski is not happy. Jenica Behrens with four fouls, and Steve Sawinski's got a decision to make here, because you don't want Behrens to be on the bench here in this second half. But now playing with four fouls, what do you do as she will check out of the game momentarily? There's a quick turnover for White River with 5:39 to play in the third quarter. They still lead by six, 22-16. Kendall Sawinski will walk this one across the timeline with the left hand, guarded closely by Cameron. She dribbles to the left point. Zone defense out of White River. Here's Brandner. Thought about a three, will now drive, and a travel called. Turnover for Harriet Selby area. Bella Brandner got off to a hot start against Miller in the 2B regional tournament. She had seven of her team's first 8 points, and she has not scored this evening. I think that Harriet Selby area would like to turn to her in this situation with Behrens on the bench. Estes to the left side. Morrison has it. Now to the right point. Cameron looking around. Chest pass to Morrison and a turnover. Here's Kendall Sawinski working on Cameron behind the back. Throws it up with the left hand. Oh, she did not get the roll. And a foul going against Stephanie Albee. Over the back call on her. Albee's first personal foul. Second team. Oh, and a travel call. Yep, an easy travel call there on Rhea Tucker. 4:54 remaining in the third quarter. Kendall Sawinski will receive the inbounds pass from Anderson. Sawinski handing it off. Anderson has it. Looking around, an overhead pass to the left side. Brandner. Now to Sawinski in the corner. Sawinski will get the screen from Rosso, driving to the left elbow. Now to Brander, who pulls up just inside the three-point arc and gave a little stare down there to Malaya Estes. Brander's first 2 points. Here's Estes. She'll kick it back to the top of the key. Cameron has it. Now to Morrison. Morrison calling the offense. Now to Cameron. On the volleyball line, Cameron to the corner. Estes, a three-pointer right between the eyes from downtown. Malaya Estes hits from deep. Anything you can do, I can do better. 25-18, White River. Under four to play in the third quarter. Here's Sawinski working as she gets it outside. Brandner trying to answer back right between the eyes from downtown. Bella Brandner hits from deep, a 5-3 run, I guess, with the last 5 points being scored for Harriet Selby area from Bella Brandner. 25-21, White River with the lead over Harriet Selby area. We'll go to a 30-second Integra timeout break. We'll be right back with third quarter action on 100.7 FM KMLO.
The best seat in the house is where you are right now for this game. In the stands, where you can feel the intense competition every play. In the car, between here and there, listening to all the action or watching it on DRGNews.com. Get comfy because it isn't over yet. Von Wall Law Office proudly sponsors this broadcast and proudly supports the Wolverines. Good luck from John and Lisa Von Wall and Patty Giese, Secretary of Von Wall Law Office, LLC in Selby.
Welcome back here to Stanley County Auditorium. Dustin Stortsom with you. Daniel Peterson back in the studio. 25-21. Bella Brandner feeling it from deep as she hits the last three-pointer before that timeout break. White River with control of the basketball. They lead 25-21 over Harriet Selby area. White River will inbound to Estes. She nearly lost control of the basketball, and now Estes looking to go coast to coast. She'll feed it down low. Bearheel with the shot. That's up no good. Offensive rebound and a jump ball called. Possession arrow to Harriet Selby area. Substitute checking in. Jada Rosso will head to the bench for the Wolverines. Maya Ebel checking in. 3:40 remaining in quarter number three. 25-21 White River. Here's Sawinski. Driving to the left elbow. Back outside of the baseline. Anderson shot is up no good. Tipped around and Cameron coming down with the rebound for the Lady Tigers. Here's Estes. Estes. On the drive, down the middle of the lane, behind the back, pass to Morrison. A three-pointer on the way. Bang! Morrison from deep. It's a seven-point lead for White River. Morrison with 5 points. Sawinski to the left side. Anderson has it. Working on Estes. She'll hand it off. Albee has it. Albee working with the left hand, getting to the rim. Albee cannot finish, and Estes coming down with the rebound. She'll want to go coast to coast. Nice bounce pass, down low, shot is up, no good. Offensive rebound, Estes. Her second chance won't fall. Another offensive rebound, and Rhea Tucker putting it home for two. Rhea Tucker with 4 points. It's a 9-point lead for White River. 30-21 with 2:30 remaining in the third quarter. Brander to the top of the key. Anderson has it, looking around, an overhead pass. Now Brander will pull up from deep. Rattles in and out. Maya Ebel trying to come down with a rebound and a foul called. Is this where White River takes over? Jada Rosso will check back into the ballgame. Maya Ebel to the bench. 2:17 remaining in quarter number three. Cameron will receive the inbounds pass to Estes. She'll dribble it up across the timeline. Here's Krogman from the right point. Back outside. Cameron thought about a three. Now she'll decide to take it right between the eyes from downtown. Cameron gets it to go from deep. She's got 6 points. 2 3-pointers for Cameron. It's a 12-point lead for White River. 33-21 and a foul called. Carly Cameron picking up the reach call on Kendall Sawinski. Steve Sawinski, the head coach for Harriet Selby area, he's going to have a decision to make. His team's starting to fall apart here in quarter number three. Do you put Jenica Behrens back in with four fouls or not? Sawinski to the volleyball line. Anderson has it. Working on Estes. Estes. Sawinski to Brandner. Brandner with a shot and a foul called. I believe that'll be Malaya Estes with the foul. Bella Brandner to the free throw line for two shots. 12-point lead for White River, 33-21. At the conclusion of this game, we will have your Premier Equipment post-game show and name your Venture Communications player of the game as the first free throw. It's good for Bella Brandner. Second one coming up to make it a 10-point game. And the second free throw is no good. Krogman coming down with the bound for the Lady Tigers. White River with the basketball. Cameron has it on the right wing, dribbling with the right hand. Nobody really coming up to guard her just yet. A 1-3-1 defense for Harriet Selby area. Morrison, guarded closely by Sawinski. Now to the high post, shot is up, and no good. Rattles in and out for number 23, Rhea Tucker. Sawinski the other way. 1 minute to play in quarter number three. Here's Brandner, thought about a three. She'll now drive, throws it up with the right hand. Shot is up, no good. Jada Rosso, offensive rebound, and she's fouled. Jada Rosso with two free throws coming up. She can make it an 8-point game with two free throws. Jada Rosso, 6 foot sophomore, puts the first one. Lead cut down the nine. Second free throw coming up, and it is good. 2 for 2 on the free throws is Jada Rosso. She's got 6 points. Morrison dribbling it around the top of the key. Now to the right side. Cameron has it. She'll now try to set up the offense for Estes. Maybe a little iso ball coming up for Estes, but she passes it out to the left wing. Back to Estes. Guarded closely by Albee. Stephanie Albee with some good defense. And there's a steal. Bella Brander coming down with the basketball. Shot clock is turned off. It's a 9-point game. 33-24. Here's Brander. To Anderson. Anderson guarded closely by Estes. So she'll hand it off to Sawinski. Kendall Sawinski. Guarded closely by Cameron. Down to 7. Down to 5. Brandner losing the handle. Here's Estes with 1 second to go. At the buzzer, she missed a half-court shot. And I think Estes thought that there was less time on the clock than there actually was, because she could have pulled up from 3. Instead, she pulled up from the circle at the half-court line and could not get the shot to fall. So we will head to quarter number 4 inside the Stanley County Auditorium. 33-24, White River with the lead over Harriet Selby area. We'll go to a 1-minute Integra timeout break when we come back. The start of quarter number 4 on 100.7 FM, KMLO.
If you want experience, you want Hayes. Hayes Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Aberdeen, Roscoe, and Selby wish the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines success in your strategy and hope you can capitalize on all your efforts for the win. You've made us and the whole community proud. Good luck, Wolverines, from Hayes Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Aberdeen, Roscoe, and Selby. Applications are always in review, so start your career with Hayes today.
The Harriet Selby Area Wolverines have worked hard this season, and all of their efforts have not gone unnoticed. The guys at Bradner Brothers Trucking congratulate you on the great season you've had. You take the word teamwork to a whole new level, and they are proud of you. May you play your best in the tournament from the tip to the final buzzer, as they know you can do it. Good luck in the tournament and whatever you do from the guys at Bradner Brothers Trucking in Harriet.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry, Mobridge. You booze, you cruise, you lose. Fourth quarter getting underway. White River with control of the basketball and a quick three off the inbounds pass. How about that? Carly Cameron hitting her third three-pointer. The lead is back out to 12 for White River. 36-24, Dustin Stortzum with you. Daniel Peterson back in the studio. Here's Caitlin Anderson. Driving to the charity stripe, now kicking it to the top of the key. Brander has it. Brander to the corner. Anderson looking now to Sawinski off of the screen, getting it down low. Rosso shot is up, no good, but a foul called. And I believe that'll be Lily Krogman picking up the personal foul. That's her second personal. Fourth team foul. Caitlin Anderson, bounce pass, down low. Jenica Behrens puts it home for 2. Behrens playing with 4 fouls. Seven minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Here's a three-pointer. Krogman right between the eyes from downtown. Lily Krogman hitting her first three-pointer. It's a 13-point lead for White River. 39-26 over Harriet Selby area. Brandner to Anderson. Anderson getting it down low. Rosso's shot is up, no good, but a foul called. Jada Rosso will head to the free throw line for 2 shots. Coming up for Jada Rosso. They need both these free throws here. 6:35 to play, 39-26, White River. And the first free throw is good. Lead down to 12 for the Lady Tigers. One more coming up. And the second free throw is good. 2 for 2 on the free throws is Jada Rosso. She has 8 points. Morrison, guard closely. Barnes can't foul here. She was playing some tight defense there on Morrison. Cameron. Over to Tucker. Tucker to Morrison. Morrison to the left side. Estes has it. Guarded closely by Sawinski. A jump stop on the free throw line. Shot is up. No good. Kendall Sawinski coming down with it, but a jump ball called. Possession arrow going to Harriet Selby area. 11-point game. Still plenty of time to play with 6:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Malaya Estes has been quiet here in the second half so far. Scoring has come from everybody else. Barron's on the drive. Jump stops, now outside. Brander driving, throwing it up with the right hand. Shot is up, no good. And coming down with the rebound is Krogman for White River. You can catch the live stream of this game on drgnews.com or the DRG News app. Morrison. Guarded closely by Barron's. Now to Krogman, who puts up a three. That's up no good. Offensive rebound going to Estes. Her second chance won't fall either. She's going to get one more as she brings it out to the top of the key. Cameron, a three-pointer. That's no good. And Kendall Sawinski will come down with a rebound. Under 5:30 to play in the ballgame. 39-28 White River. Sawinski to Anderson on the left point. An overhead pass to Brander. Here's Brander. To Rosso, down low. Rosso getting it stripped away as Sawinski was actually able to come up with it. Now Brander on the charity stripe, looking around. Nice V cut from Anderson. Bounce pass to Rosso, and Rosso puts it in for two. That's 10 points for Jada Rosso. The lead cut down to 9. White River 39, Harriet Selby area 30. Here's a wide open look on the baseline. That one won't fall. A quick possession for the Lady Tigers. Sawinski to Brander at the volleyball line. Now to the right side. Barron's has it. Barron's driving to the high post. Now outside. Brander a three. This is huge, and it's no good. Left it long on the backboard, and a timeout called for White River. 39-30, 4:26 to go in the ball game. White River with the lead. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KMLO.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Things getting dicey here at the Stanley County Auditorium, and driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM KMLO. Lowry Mowbridge, buzz driving is drunk driving. Dustin Stortzum inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mowbridge broadcast booth. Again, at the conclusion of this one, we'll have your premier equipment post-game show and your Venture Communications player of the game. Both teams are back on the floor here. 39-30, White River with the lead over Harriet Selby area. White River in control of the basketball. Morrison with the inbounds pass to Cameron. Cameron to Estes. Estes will throw a bounce pass to Morrison, who will throw it up court to Krogman. We'll see if White River maybe uses some clock here after that timeout. Cameron has it, thought about a three. Now back to Estes. Estes working on Sawinski. Back outside. Cameron, a wide open three-pointer right between the eyes from downtown. Cameron has hit 4 three-pointers for White River. She has 12 points. Barron's guarded closely to Rosso. Rosso getting it down low. Brander has it. Brander's shot is no good, but a foul called, and she will go to the line for 2 shots. Two free throws coming up for Bella Brander. third personal foul going against Lily Krogman off the bench. And the first one is good for Bella Brandner. Second free throw coming up. They can cut this lead to 10 with 3:40 to play. And the second free throw is good. 2 for 2 on the free throws is Bella Brandner. Lead cut down to 10. It's White River 42, Harriet Selby area 32. Estes to Morrison. Morrison getting picked up at the half-court line by Sawinski. You know that White River wants to use some clock now. Morrison working on Sawinski. A bounce pass to Krogman. Krogman nearly got fouled by Sawinski. Now it's Cameron. The top of the key, Morrison has it. Looking around to the right side. Krogman thought about a three. Now back to Morrison. Morrison to Krogman, pulling up just inside the three-point line. Shot is up, no good, but an offensive rebound. The second effort is no good. And finally coming down with it was Jenica Behrens. Here she goes the other way. Behrens to the corner. Brandner looking. Now getting it down low to Caitlin Anderson, who's being double-teamed. Anderson will dribble it back out to the corner. Brandner down low. Rosso's shot is no good. Not a great look there from Jada Rosso. 2:35 to play. 10-point game. Morrison out of the corner. Krogman thought about a three-pointer. The defending state champions, 2:25 away from going back to the state tournament. Estes throwing it up. A mid-range jumper won't fall. But an offensive rebound going back to the White River Tigers and a timeout call. 30 seconds. We'll take an Integra timeout as well. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KMLO.
The Harriet Selby Area Wolverines have worked hard this season, and all of their efforts have not gone unnoticed. The guys at Bradner Brothers Trucking congratulate you on the great season you've had. You take the word teamwork to a whole new level, and they are proud of you. May you play your best in the tournament from the tip to the final buzzer, as they know you can do it. Good luck in the tournament and whatever you do from the guys at Bradner Brothers Trucking in Harriet.
If you want experience, you want Hayes. Hayes Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Aberdeen, Roscoe, and Selby wish the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines success in your strategy and hope you can capitalize on all your efforts for the win. You've made us and the whole community proud. Good luck, Wolverines, from Hayes Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Aberdeen, Roscoe, and Selby. Applications are always in review, so start your career with Hayes today.
The best seat in the house is where you are right now for this game. In the stands, where you can feel the intense competition every play. In the car, between here and there, listening to all the action or watching it on DRTNews.com. Get comfy because it isn't over yet. Von Wall Law Office proudly sponsors this broadcast and proudly supports the Wolverines. Good luck from John and Lisa Von Wall and Patty Giese, Secretary of Von Wall Law Office, LLC in Selby.
Welcome back here to the Stanley County Auditorium. 1:45 to play in the ballgame. 42-32 White River with the lead as a foul quickly called off the inbounds pass. Estes will be fouled by Bella Brandner. That's her second personal foul. And a timeout called here by Steve Sawinski. A quick timeout after the foul by Bella Brandner. One more 30-second Integra timeout. We'll be right back here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
Did you know Camwall Electric in Selby provides more than electricity? They also offer a full-service wiring crew, Marathon water heaters, and now you can manage your entire electric account 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by computer, tablet, or smartphone with the Smart Hub app. Easily check your electric usage, make payments, communicate directly with Camwall, and always look forward to new features on the horizon. Just download the Smart Hub app today. Camwall Electric, your Touchstone energy partner.
42-32, White River with the lead over Harriet Selby Area with 1:41 to play in the ballgame. We'll see if Harriet Selby Area starts fouling here. And that is a foul called. The sixth team foul for Harriet Selby Area. Stephanie Albee picking that one up. Another inbounds pass coming up for Harriet Selby area. Estes has it and got it stripped away. Is that going to be a turnover? No, it's not. Kendall Sawinski touched it last. Lady Tigers keeping control of the basketball. Here's Estes again. And another foul call. Kendall Sawinski picking it up. And now the leading scorer for White River. Estes will head to the free throw line. Malaya Estes. She can go for 19 and 20 here, but she missed the first one and one. So a good foul for Harriet Selby area. 1:30 to play. They got to score quick. Anderson to Sawinski. Sawinski now to the right side. Albee with a pump fake. Step back jumper is no good. Rebound goes to Estes. 1:15 to go. Estes on the drive. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up no good, but a foul called. And Rhea Tucker to the line for two shots. That'll be a shooting foul. We have a final score here. Faith beats Selly Buttes 47-44. And as the first free throw is good by Rhea Tucker. So the final score over there, Faith 47, Selly Buttes 44. Jenica Behrens checking back into the ballgame, an 11-point lead for White River. You can catch the conclusion of this game on drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Got a live stream over there. Here's the second free throw. That is good. 2 for 2 on the free throws. Is Rhea Tucker. All of her points have come from the line. 107 to play. Behrens. Top of the key, guarded closely, hands it off to Sawinski, who pulls up from deep. Sawinski's shot is no good. Estes with the rebound, under a minute to go. Estes, top of the key. Behrens can't foul here. See if Sawinski wants to foul. Sawinski, back outside, Cameron has it. 40 seconds to go, and Harriet Selby area took too much time there to foul. 41 seconds to go. They trail by 12. Coach Steve Sawinski made the late call to foul, but plenty of time had run off the clock by then, about 16, 17 seconds. Carly Cameron to the line for a 1-1. And the 1-1 free throw is no good. Behrens coming down with a rebound. They got to go quick. Here's Behrens to Brandner. Brandner thought about a three, now driving, and she's stripped away. Rhea Tucker to the top of the key. Cameron has it to Morrison. Behrens doesn't want to foul. And that ball stripped away. We have not a foul called. Estes, they'll say that she touched the ball last as it went out of bounds. The state chants coming in from White River. 17 seconds to play. Here's Anderson. Getting it into Sawinski, 15 seconds to go. Kendall Sawinski to the corner. Brandner throws it up for three. Her shot is no good. Estes coming down with the rebound. And the clock will run out here at the Stanley County Auditorium. The defending champions, White River, heading back to the state tournament. They take down Harriet Selby area 44-32. We will head to a 3-minute break. When we come back, we will have your Premier Equipment post-game show, and we will name your Venture Communications Player of the Game. That all coming up right here on 100.7 FM, KMLO.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC. From the early
Today,
days
thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance.
With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center is now open in White River. Sweet Spot America offers pristine hotel rooms, conference room, fitness center, art and gift gallery, and wedding venue options, as well as a photography studio, massage therapist, and Syntyglesca University's GED program. Two spaces still available for rent. General Ed and VOTEC classes will be starting soon. Call 259-3939 for more information. Good luck, White River Tigers, from Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bottle, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family-owned since 1951.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224, or online at www.venture.com.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM KMLO, Lowry Mowbridge. Drive sober or get pulled over. Dustin Stortzum with you inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mowbridge broadcast booth. And White River coming down with the victory tonight over Harriet Selby Area. They are heading to the state tournament. And they come out with the victory this evening. Let's take a look at the final numbers as we get into your Premier Equipment post-game show. We will also name your Venture Communications player of the game. First, starting out with the losing team on the scoreboard, Harriet Selby Area. It was 6 points for Jenica Behrens, 3 points for Kendall Sawinski, 3 points for Stephanie Albee, 7 points for Bella Brandner, 2 points for Maya Ebel, and 10 points. The only player in double digits tonight for Harriet Selby Area, Jada Rosso, with 10 points. On the other side of things, for the winning team on the scoreboard, it was Carly Cameron, 15 points for her this evening, 18 points for Malaya Estes, 6 points for Rhea Tucker, 5 points for Kelsey Morrison, and 3 points for Lily Krogman. I mean, it was a back-and-forth game throughout that first half. I mean, throughout the entire game, Harriet Selby Area, they were able to cut it to single digits in quarter number 4. Obviously not enough this evening, but you know, you start talking about the what-ifs in this basketball game. Jenica Behrens is one of the top two leading scorers on this Harriet Selby Area Wolverines team. If she plays this whole game, I mean, who knows what the outcome would have been, you know, at the conclusion of this one. But you can't talk about what-ifs. You got to give credit to the winning team this evening, and that was White River. They are heading back to the state tournament looking to repeat going back-to-back for championships. They went 24-1 last year with the championship. They head back to the state tournament with a win tonight over Harriet Selby Area. Let's look at your Venture Communications player of the game. This was a tough one for me, actually, with Carly Cameron having 15 points and a lot of those coming from behind the arc. And Malaya Estes, who had 18 points, but she was quiet. She only had 3 points in the second half. I mentioned in the pregame show that Harriet Selby Area, if they kept her under 20 points, I thought that Harriet Selby Area would win the game. They were able to keep her under 20 points, but it still didn't matter because, excuse me, White River comes down with the win regardless. But, I mean, you know, looking back at my pregame CHS River Plains Keys to Success, and Harriet Selby Area, everything that I mentioned in those keys to success, they did, but they still were not able to come out with the win over White River tonight. As White River will head to the state tournament. My Venture Communications player of the game, it has to go to Malaya Estes. She got them going early on. Again, she had, 15 of White River's 19 first half points. I mean, she was phenomenal in the first half, and that led them to win the ball game. I mean, getting out to a lead like that and you know, able to extend it in that third quarter with a huge run to begin, and I believe it was an 8-0 run to begin things. They got out to a 12-point lead and then never looked back from there as the Lady Tigers, again, heading to the state tournament. Harriet Selby Area, their seniors will walk off the floor for the last time. Special shout-out to Caitlin Anderson, Kendall Sawinski, Sophia Von Wall, Bella Brandner, and those seniors really put it all out on the floor for this squad, and even my short time here with the Dakota Radio Group, it was an honor to be able to announce this squad. They gave us some really good games. We got to witness some great defense. I talked to Steve Sawinski when I first moved here, and he mentioned to me, he goes, "We're not a great scoring team, but we can sure play some defense," and that's exactly what they did all season long. They did it this evening as well. But, again, just coming up short to a really, really good White River basketball team who is going to work some magic in the state tournament. I'm super excited to continue to watch Malaya Estes as she finishes out her senior year and moves on to play some college basketball at Dakota Wesleyan. Kelsey Morrison, who did a lot of the ball handling tonight for White River, she's going to play really well in the state tournament. You look at some other seniors on this team. Like Carly Cameron. I mean, Cameron had 15 points. She had 12 of them from behind the arc. She was phenomenal in the second half for White River. I mean, this team is just loaded with talent, and they're going to be a force to reckon with in the state tournament as they improve their record to 18-3 on the season. But the basketball season just getting started for them now as they head into the state tournament. For Harriet Selby Area, they finished with a record of 15-7 on the season. I think there was a couple games, you know, on that schedule where Steve Sawinski would like to have back. You know, you kind of look back at that Jones County game in the Highmore Classic. You know, a game that kind of got away from them early on. They were never able to get back in it. But overall, I mean, you've got to be proud, especially if you're a fan of Harriet Selby Area, for the way they played this evening, because a lot of people looked at this team as a team that, you know, was going to have an uphill battle. They certainly did tonight, but they faced it well, and they had opportunities to win this ball game in the second half, but just were not able to do so as they come up short this evening. This playoff game was brought to you by 100.7 FM KMLO, its advertisers, and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Athletic Association. No rebroadcast, in whole or in part, may be made without the written permission of the South Dakota High School Athletic Association. That's going to wrap it up here from the Stanley County Auditorium. I want to give a special shout out to Daniel Peterson back in the studio for doing a fantastic job. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in, not only here on 100.7 FM KMLO, but also on our website, drgnews.com, and the DRG News app. That's going to wrap it up. Harriet Selby, they end their season at 15-7. White River Tigers heading to the state tournament. Thank you again for watching this edition of High School Basketball on 100.7 FM KMLO.